Some artists leave behind studios full of unfinished paintings, diaries, sketches, and letters. Andy Warhol left behind much more, so much that even the museum dedicated to the artist isn't sure what it has stashed away in storage. In this installment of the Hidden Treasures radio series, reporter Harriet Baskus has a look inside Warhol's time capsules.
When Andy Warhol died in 1987, he left behind miles of film, video, and audio tapes, and thousands of paintings, photographs, and works on paper. John Smith of the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh said there was also a lot of what most people would call trash.
Warhol never threw anything away. I mean, he was infamous for being an absolute hoarder. Phone messages or magazines or newspapers or correspondence, it didn't matter. I mean, you know, from the sublime to the ridiculous, it was all important to Andy Warhol.
Warhol wasn't just a pack rat, says his longtime studio manager Vincent Fremont. He was extremely thrifty. In the early 1970s, Warhol asked his staff to move all of that stuff from one building on New York's Union Square to another.
So I went to A&A Carton Company down the street and found a 42F-size box, which was manageable. And I said, oh, these could be like time capsules.
Warhol liked the time capsule idea so much that he adopted the concept and declared it an ongoing work of art. So after the move, he'd periodically sweep everything off his desk into one of those 42F-size boxes. Vincent Fremont, or another staff member, would then seal and date the boxes and store them away.
Sometimes we were missing contracts and things, and we realized Andy probably dumped him in one of the time capsules.
Fremont did manage to rescue a few important papers from time capsules before they went to storage. Warhol eventually filled more than 600 time capsules, but so far only 81 have been opened. They reveal everything from unopened bills and original artwork to a pair of Clark Gable shoes. Ingrid Schaffner from the University of Pennsylvania's Institute of Contemporary Art says these boxes tell you more about Warhol the person than about his art.
His great statement is, if you want to know everything about Andy Warhol, just look at the surfaces of my paintings or films. There's nothing there. To make a statement like that and then see, in fact, there's everything there with a work like the time capsules. You know, the vacuum is full of stuff.
All that stuff is at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Some of the contents are on display. 136 of the unopened boxes form an exhibit unto themselves. The rest are locked in storage. After the museum was established in 1994, opening a box was a Friday afternoon event with curators, scholars, and tape recorders on hand.
Is this ready?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you read what's Oh. Box with whites.
Yeah.
Women's cowboy boots.
Are you sure they're women's, though? Or do you think they're just like, Warhol had like small feet, I think.
Curators numbered all the boxes, and these days, assistant archivist Matt Warbican opens the time capsules when he can. And every now and then, he finds buried treasure.
For example, this time capsule number 63, this has all of the black and white film acetates that Warhol used in the creation of his portrait of Dennis Hopper, the movie star. And you can see his process, and you can also see that, you know, he may have been doing some manipulation of the image, making Dennis look more handsome and manly.
Warbican is cautious about opening too many time capsules because each box can create its own mini-museum. But he did agree to open one, box number 524, which he pulled out of storage.
Is your spine tingling?
The contents on top are anything but spine tingling, t-shirts and other promotional items.
Here, this looks like a souvenir Jimmy Cliff beach towel from CBS Records, which is still in its plastic bag.
Below that is a large piece of canvas.
It says, The Guess, Aspen Tennis Festival, 84. It's a tote bag.
But the bottom of the box is more interesting. There's a cache of items from Andy Warhol's friends, including the artist Jean-Michel Basquiat, who died in 1998, and Keith Haring, who died in 1990.
This is a linen napkin that's autographed to Warhol from Jean-Michel Basquiat. It's just like a scrawl, but that's his signature. Oh, that's great. This is the postage stamp design that Keith Haring did for the United Nations. 1985, it's the International Year of Youth. There seems to be maybe 10 of these first day issue covers, and each one is signed and drawn on personally by Keith. Well, that one's really nice, with a little heart for Andy. This is the very last thing, and I think it was the best. I'm so glad we didn't find any food.
One time capsule did have a piece of cake from Caroline Kennedy's 16th birthday party. Another had old pizza dough. The entire contents of 15 other boxes will go on display at the Andy Warhol Museum in October, so visitors can decide for themselves if the stuff is trash or treasure. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskis.